Well, shalom, y'all. We are so glad you have joined us for this week's teaching. You know, his word tells us, great shalom have those who love his Torah and nothing will cause them to stumble. We're going to continue through our series of talking about walking with Yeshua as we explore what it means to be a believer in Yeshua, what it means to walk with him. So we're going to start this week in Matthew chapter 16, and we're going to be in verse 24. It says, then Yeshua said to his disciples, if anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man is going to come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and will then repay each one according to his deeds. So Yeshua speaking here, the first thing he says, if anyone wishes to come after me, if anyone wishes to follow me, if anyone wishes to be my disciple, anyone wishes to walk with me, what he is saying here, that person must first deny himself and take up his cross in order to follow him. Okay, so in order for us to walk with Yeshua, the first step is us learning how to deny ourselves, to deny ourselves what our flesh wants, the desires of our flesh, the longings of this world. Because what will happen is those things can draw us away from him. We can get caught up into seeking the things that we want, that we take pleasure in, and pursuing those things instead of pursuing him. See, we're going to pursue only one thing pretty much in our life. We can try and straddle the fence, but ultimately we're going to give in to one of the two. Either seeking to follow after what our flesh wants or following after Yeshua. So in the process of walking with him and following him and becoming his disciple, we're learning what it means to tell ourselves no. And what are we embracing when we tell ourselves no? We're embracing his righteousness. So what Yeshua is saying is that if we want to be his disciple, we have to be willing to take up our cross. We have to be willing to do whatever it takes to follow him, to go after him with all that we have. We can't go after him with just a little bit. We can't think that it's enough that we're pursuing him by spending, you know, a little bit of time a week in his word, or a little bit of time each week in church, going to a service, while the rest of the time we're not thinking about him, we're not pursuing him, we're not seeking to know him and to follow him, but the rest of the time we're just doing whatever we want. That's not walking with him. That's not following him. I want to look at the words of what Paul says in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 7. He says, but whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as lost for the sake of Messiah. So Paul speaking when it comes to regards to his relationship with Yeshua, with how he is walking with Yeshua, how he is following Yeshua. He says, whatever things that were gained unto me, so whatever I had learned, whether that was in religion, because Paul had learned a lot in religion before he began to follow Yeshua. He had learned a lot in Judaism. Whatever I have gained, whatever I learned, whatever I took possession of, before I knew Messiah, before I knew Yeshua, I count those things as lost for the sake of Messiah. So even the things that he had learned in religion, he says, I count as lost for the sake of Messiah. This is Paul in his own words pretty much saying, I have taken up my cross. I am dying to myself in order to follow Yeshua. And whether or not those are things that I have learned in religion, I am willing to count those as loss. Because the question is, had Paul learned some things in religion that was not of Messiah? And that's the same questions that we have to be willing to ask our own selves and search and dive into as we walk with Yeshua. Are there things that we have been taught? Are there things that we have learned, that we have gained in the past, that were not of Messiah? Does it mean that they were of ill intent, of evil intent? But maybe there were some things that we were taught that were not of Messiah. Maybe there are some things that we have gained a love for that are not of Messiah. Okay. Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 16 and verse 19. He says, O Yahweh, my strength and my strong defense, my refuge in the day of distress, to you the nations will come from the ends of the earth and say, our fathers have inherited nothing but lies, futility in things of no profit. So this is a prophet speaking of how there's a time that will come when people will look and say, our fathers have inherited lies. It's not that our fathers are teaching us lies on purpose, but they have inherited lies. They're walking in things that are of no profit. They're walking in things of futility because that's what they inherited. They did not know better. But see, there's a time when Yeshua comes and he reveals by his spirit what the truth is, and he will expose those lies in which we have inherited. Then the question that we have as we're walking with Yeshua, are we willing to count those lies, those things that are futile, those things that are of no profit? Are we willing to count them as loss in order for the sake of knowing Messiah and knowing his ways? The thing of knowing Messiah and knowing Yeshua is to become one with Yeshua. And to become one with Yeshua means that we have the same mindset that Yeshua had and has. We think as he thinks. We desire the same things that he desires. And ultimately, we walk as he walked. That's what it means to become one with Yeshua. So we are all in our journey with walking with Yeshua. We are learning the process of what it means to think like him. We're learning to think like him. We're learning to align our desires with his desires. We're learning to walk just as Yeshua walked. So we as disciples of Yeshua, those who are desiring to walk with him, need to sit back and meditate and think upon how did Yeshua walk? What did Yeshua think about? What did Yeshua desire? And then begin to learn to align ourselves with that. And those things that do not align with those concepts, with the way that he thought and what he desired and how he walked, we're willing to die to those things. We're willing to put those things upon the cross. That's what it means to deny ourselves, to take up our cross, to count those things as loss, as Paul said. So it's learning to see the things that we have inherited that are lies, those things that we have inherited that are of no profit, so that we can count those as loss. We can shed those things. We can get rid of them, and we can gain Messiah. So we can fully walk as Yeshua walked. So we can fully be one with Yeshua. So let's go back to Philippians chapter 3 and verse 8. More than that, I count all things to be loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Messiah Yeshua, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish, so that I may gain Messiah and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Messiah, the righteousness which is from God upon faith. So Paul is saying, I count all those things as loss. So as we're examining ourselves and we're seeing the things that we have inherited that are lies, when we're seeing the things that we're walking in that are of no profit, that are of not of Yeshua, but are of this world, we see that knowing Yeshua surpasses the value of all the pleasure that we gained in walking in those lies. Knowing Yeshua surpasses the value of walking as we walked in the past and in desires of our flesh. Knowing him surpasses all that. That's why it's worth counting all of that which is in the past, counting all that we have gained before Yeshua as rubbish, because knowing him surpasses it. The value of that is far more valuable than walking in the lies of our fathers. It is far more valuable than walking in the desires of our flesh. So we count those things as rubbish, of knowing him, to be found in him. That is the richest thing that we can have on this earth, is to be found in Yeshua. To be found as one who is walking in with Yeshua. To be found as one who is one with Yeshua. That is the ultimate value that we can come to have on this earth and in the future. But see, he speaks of not of a righteousness of my own, which is from the law. What he's saying here is not that the law is bad, because remember in Romans, Paul said that the law is righteous, it's good, it's holy. He goes, but I'm not seeking the righteousness of my own from the law. So I'm not seeking to try to be declared righteous on my own, on my own attempt from walking in the law. I'm not trying to go and stand before God, because as we read in our opening scripture, Yeshua said there is coming a time where they will have to take account for all the deeds that they did. Okay, so those who will be found righteous are not going to be those who stand before God boasting upon how they obeyed his law. The ones who will be able to boast about being righteous are those who have been cleansed by the blood of Yeshua. Those who have a faith in Yeshua and know Yeshua. Those are the ones who will be found righteous. Okay? Our righteousness is through faith in Messiah. Okay? Now, our faith is something that produces something. Our faith in Yeshua should cause us to love Yeshua, to want to be one with Yeshua, and to be his disciple. So to walk as Yeshua walked. So our faith in Yeshua should produce fruit, and that fruit should be obedience unto his law. But ultimately, our righteousness comes from faith. But if our faith, if we say we have faith, but we're not walking in his righteousness, if we're not producing fruit, then our faith is dead, as James would say. We're seeking to know him. And to know him is to walk in his ways. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. So what is Paul saying here? What is he seeking to know? To know him, right? To be one with him and to know the power of his resurrection. What does it mean to know the power of his resurrection? We spoke a little bit about this in last week's teaching. When we are baptized in water, it preaches a sermon. When we're immersed in that water, we are being unified with him in his death. So it is saying that we are dying to our flesh. So as we started off this teaching, talking about how if we're going to walk with Yeshua and be a disciple of Yeshua, we have to take up our cross daily. So we're dying to ourselves. That is what water immersion, being baptized in that water is. When we go down in that water, we are dying to ourselves. We're crucifying our flesh. Then we come up out of the water, and that signifies his resurrection. We're being unified with him in his resurrection, and we come out of that water to walk in newness of life. The power of his resurrection is the thing that gives us the power to walk in the newness of life. We can never walk in obedience to his law on our own strength, on our own might. We're only going to be able to do it when we possess a belief in Yeshua and we know him and we know the power of his resurrection, and by his Spirit living in us, now we're able to walk in a newness of life by his Spirit. His Spirit will teach us his way. And what is his way? It's his law. His Spirit will teach us his law. His Spirit will teach us how to love God in a way that is righteous and pleasing unto Yahweh. His Spirit will teach us how to love our neighbor in a way that is righteous and pure and pleasing before Yahweh. So what Paul is saying here is that in knowing him, knowing Yeshua, we're understanding the power of his resurrection, and we are having fellowship with him in his suffering, or being conformed unto his death. So in order to have this surpassing knowledge of Yeshua, we have to learn what it means to be conformed unto his death and his resurrection. We have to know what it means to die unto our flesh and to walk in a newness of life. And the newness of life is walking in obedience to his word. Yeshua comes and he gives us a new heart. He takes out that old, hard, stony, rebellious heart. And he gives us a heart of flesh, a soft heart that is open to receive the conviction of his Spirit and receive correction and discipline. Then what does he do? He writes his law upon our hearts and upon our minds. His law is righteous, good, and holy. His desire is for us to walk in that which is righteous, good, and holy. So he writes it upon our hearts and upon our minds. So we have to learn what it means to the old man, to count that old man as rubbish, and to walk according to his Spirit, learning to obey his Spirit and his law instead of our old way of walking. Let's look at John chapter 14 and verse 6 and see what Yeshua said about himself. Yeshua said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." So Yeshua leads us to the Father. So those who are willing to count the past as rubbish and come to surpassing knowledge of knowing Yeshua, taking up their cross, following Yeshua, walking in a newness of life, walking as Yeshua walked, doing what Yeshua did, what they're going to find is they're going to find the Father. Because Yeshua is the way. He's the road that takes us to the Father. He is the truth. Yeshua is the truth. He speaks the truth. What he taught was the truth. He was the truth in the flesh, and he is the life. To those who know Yeshua, to those who believe and have faith in him, have life. They have everlasting life. And they will find the Father. You will not find the Father on your own righteousness. You will not find the Father on your own merit. You will only find the Father in Yeshua. He directs and points us towards the Father. Now, Yeshua was a word in flesh. Yeshua was everything that had been written in Scripture before. Everything that the Torah and the prophets spoke about Yeshua. It spoke about him coming. He was the Word in flesh. And so when he says, "I am the truth," there's something else in Scripture that is also said is the truth. Psalms 119, 142. "Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is truth." The law of God is truth. The Torah is truth. So Yeshua is the Torah in flesh. He is the law in flesh. So if we want to know what truth is, we can look and read it in God's law. It tells us what the truth is. It actually, when read correctly, with the right heart, will direct you towards Yeshua and lead you towards Yeshua. Psalms 119 and 160. "The sum of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous judgments is everlasting." So all of God's word is truth. Not one part, not one little section. All of his word is truth. Yeshua came and was the truth. He lived in the truth. He walked according to the truth. He walked according to God's law, to his Torah. He perfectly obeyed his law. Yeshua did not break one law. If we think by reading through the scripture that he broke a law, then we are misinterpreting that scripture. Because had Yeshua broken God's law, he would not have been the sinless, spotless lamb who is suited to die on the cross for our sins. So the way in which he walked, the journey in which he took, was to walk in the truth of God, was to walk in obedience to God's word. So when we take up our cross to follow Yeshua, we're taking up our cross to walk in obedience to God's law and his word. That is what we're doing. And that is what Yeshua taught. Remember, he said, "I did not come to abolish it. I came to fulfill it. I came to bring it to a deeper meaning. He took the law and took it as something that was a matter of what someone did and brought it to the heart level. The law said, do not commit adultery. Yeshua said that if you even lust at a woman in your heart, you have committed adultery. That is what Yeshua did. So that is what we as disciples of Yeshua should aim to do. Not to get rid of God's law, but to walk in his law and even apply his law to our hearts and the motive of our hearts. And we do it by his Spirit. And by his Spirit, we have the strength and the power to do it and to walk in that newness of life. We as believers have an advantage. We have everything it takes to do it because we have the resurrection power. We have access to the resurrection power of Yeshua at work in our lives to no longer walk in our old deeds, to no longer walk as the world walks, but to count that stuff as rubbish, and to seek and to know him with all that we have, and to esteem that as the greatest and highest value of all that we could while walking on this earth, and seeking to walk with him and to walk in his ways, to walk in his truth, and to walk in his life. When we walk in obedience to his word, when we get to know Yeshua and we walk with him, we are walking in life. We are walking in the truth, and we are walking in the way which leads us to the Father. Well, hallelujah, we are so glad you have joined us for this week's teaching. We will be back again next week when they're teaching. So come back now and shalom, y'all. Scripture quotations taken from LSB, Legacy Standard Bible, copyright 2021 by the Lockman Foundation, used by permission, all rights reserved, managed in partnership with 316 Publishing Incorporated, lsbible.org, and 316publishing.com.